Poems about identity can be exhilarating and powerful. Two poets in Volume 17 have described their identities in ways that contradict the stereotypes we so often see in the news. The first is by Pakistani-American writer and artist Saima Shamsi. Her poem creates a rich and complex portrait of a Muslim woman. Here is, "I, a Muslim Woman. I, a Muslim woman, am a tree that bends but never breaks. I am flexible but stable, with roots that run deep and never die of thirst. My branches extend upward to the sky, while my seed reaches down into the earth. My hair covers and cascades like something between the cape of a superhero and the shroud of a monk. I live in a place where all of my identities come together and find solace in the spaces that overlap. I, a Muslim woman, am a river that floats above the sky. I am a black swan married with a white swan. My feathers are airy like the wind, and when one floats down from the sky as I take flight, it can break the pavement of the road where you stand. The feather falls back to earth below me with the greatest of ease, yet when it lands on the ground, its weight is as substantial as that of the cosmos." Next is physician Jenna Lee, a Vietnamese-American poet who has published two books of poetry, as well as fiction, essays, criticism, and translations. Listen to her poem, "Sick Aunt." "Mythic auntie, Bigfoot, who shares my father's blue bamboo blood, manticore, mild and gentle, who, when bashed with rifle butts, simply bowed and suffered the beating. Sphinx I've never seen, but have only heard of. It is easy loving an abstract concept, and throughout my life, that is all you were, a far land and foreign. Just as other families sit at mealtimes, talking Jesus, talking the devil, talking angels, God, and bogeymen, mine talked only you and your illness. Over birthday cupcakes and Christmas drumsticks, we discussed you, struggled to understand you, analyzed obsessively why you walked off into the drizzle. We retraced your steps with our thoughts. With words, we painted mental pictures of where you wandered, incense-foggy rooms in which soft-robed nuns extended you comfort, college greens, including the one where you met that most willful lover, the one you married, and who now supports you, you having grown too sick to keep working. Father tells your story with shame. He's drawn back from the world for fear that a busybody might discover you are his secret unicorn, my soul sister."